Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, sir.
Hello, Scotty.
What's going on, fellas?
Are you hitting them yet?
I'm walking to the practice green as we speak, and I saw a Springsteen cover band Friday night.
Wow. Well, see what happens when the work goes away.
I'm pretty on brand.
That's awesome. I'm very happy.
I love cover bands. Because they always take like one song and that becomes the name of their. What's the name of the cover band? Hungry Heart or something like that?
Bruce in the USA.
Ah, nice. That's a good name.
That's not a bad way to go.
That's
not a bad way to go. Well, we'll let you warm up in about 12 minutes, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I got time.
All right, good. The dust has settled a little bit. Did anything strike you after everybody said, hey, great, we'll see you at training camp, about what you saw at minicamp?
I mean, it's the same things we've been discussing. It's the quarterbacks. It's what are you going to do at receiver? I thought DeJuan Jones, him being able to be healthy and in better shape was a good sign because they need him to play left tackle at a high level. But it's a lot about the quarterbacks and receivers. Right? For a team that was last in the league in points last year, how are they going to figure out a way to manufacture some this year?
That's a good question. So let me ask you this one. We keep seeing national folks like crazy talking about Shedeur Sanders. And every time I saw it, I thought, okay, are you not past the pre-draft hype that had him as a first-round pick? Do you have sources that are telling you incredible things about this guy and what might be happening? Or are you not watching mandatory minicamp and seeing that he might not be getting the reps that everybody else and clearly looks like the fourth guy, even though he's done well? What is it, Scott?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it all comes down to the popularity factor. Shedeur Sanders is a popular guy, and all you have to do is be on social media for a minute and tweet something about him or put out a video about him. And it gets a ton of traction. So I think that drives some of it, some of the discussion. I do think that, obviously, I think he's better than a fifth-round pick. Was he first-round pick? No. So I think there is some lingering residue from that when we talk about why he gets discussed so much, but it's the famous part. It's his dad's a Hall of Famer, one of the best NFL players of all time. Now, the other part of the discussion is I thought he looked really good. I mean, I've seen him practice 7 times, and I thought he practiced well all 7 times I saw him. And I think he throws it really well and accurately, and the ball placement's good, and I thought his decision-making was good. Now, that's not the end-all, be-all, because he's not with the first-team offense. He's not going against first-team defense. I don't know if his footwork is good enough. I don't know if he's getting guys in and out of the huddle fast enough. Those kinds of things. Is he reading the defense right? But just from a purely throwing the ball standpoint, I thought he did the best of the four quarterbacks. That doesn't mean he's ready.
Wow.
but it could generate some excitement, I think, when the fans get to see him at training camp.
Do you think the coaching staff was able to solidify any spot for any of the four quarterbacks that say, okay, well, like, and I know what you're saying about Shador, but is it easy for them to say, you know what, we've got other quarterbacks here, let's let Shador learn this pro game a little bit more? Because if they throw him out there for week one as the starter, I don't know how that changed. And he's going to have to. The pressure on him would be insane. It'd be insane.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't even know if I could put a percentage, any kind of percentage, on that happening, where he'd be your week one starter. I don't think that means he can't pass Dylan Gabriel to be second or third, depending on if they keep both veterans. But there's a big learning curve for Shador Sanders. He didn't call plays in the huddle. It was all hurry up at Colorado. He's got a lot to learn, and that's why he was clearly the fourth quarterback in the rotation. He didn't get any work with the ones. A lot of times he was on that second field when even the other three guys were on the first field. So I don't think there's any chance, I hate to be absolute, I think there's a really, really, really small chance that he's got any, that he will even be in the discussion to be the starting quarterback. That doesn't mean he can't impress people, and I think he has impressed people. But as far as the other three guys go, Andy, I don't think anything is set in stone at all. We talked about how I think they want Kenny Pickett to be the starter week one because they want to get a look at him. He's young enough to be the long-term answer. And there's no way you could say that coming out of minicamp that he solidified the starting job. And if I had to, if I had to put something on it, I would say Joe Flacco closed whatever gap there was, because I think there's a trust factor with Joe Flacco that he gives you the best chance to win when you play the Bengals and Joe Burrow in week one.
I just think, barring injury, one of those three guys is getting traded. There's going to be another team that's going to need somebody. Hopefully it's not us, right? And someone's going to need one of those three to go somewhere to be either a number two, or, if you're Joe or even Kenny, if you lose your starter and you want to bring somebody else in that maybe knows your – I just – doesn't it feel like one of those guys is getting traded?
Well, I think that's the plan. I don't know if it's one of three guys. I don't think they're getting rid of one of the rookies.
I
just
agree
don't.
With you.
I think
it's down to two.
I don't know if there's a market for Sanders. Plus, I think they probably like him, given what I just said about how I think he's looked. And we know they like Gabriel. So I think it's one of the two veterans could be traded. I don't know if there's a market for either of those guys. I think you're right. It would depend on injuries. Maybe it depends on what happens in New Orleans and how they handle the loss of Derek Carr. And, I know they have Tyler Shuck now, but if he's not ready, do they come looking for a guy who needs a backup? We saw the Browns play this game the last couple of years. They traded Joshua Dobbs, and then they tried to trade Tyler Huntley last year, right? And they weren't able to do that. They did trade Dobbs the year before. So I think that is their plan. But right now, I don't know if they know who they would prefer to trade. I think that's a ways out, and I certainly don't think you can dictate your starting quarterback week one based on who other teams want to trade for. Oh, okay, we'll take Joe. Okay, we'll start Kenny in Cleveland. I mean, that's not the way to pick your starting quarterback.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. You mentioned DeJuan Jones. How did he look to you? And what if he's not ready to go? What if something happens there? Do you think they have a backup plan in place that they can live with and succeed with?
I think physically he'll look great. It's hard to tell in, mini camping. There's no contact, so it's not really pass rush. It's not one-on-one. So that part's hard to tell. Physically, he looks really good. I think he's focused and knows that he has to be the guy at left tackle. I think their plan is Cornelius Lucas, who's been in the league for a long time. He's a big dude. DeJuan Jones is a big guy. So is Cornelius Lucas. He's not as heavy is Jones, but I think he's almost the same height, if not
six,
the same
eight,
height.
6'8", 325.
Yeah, right. So it's 6'8", 374, and 6'8", 325. So you notice him out on the field. I think he would be the guy. Tevin Jenkins has versatility, but I feel like they want him to play guard. And Lucas would be the first guy up at tackle, whether it's Conklin or Jones, can't be ready to go week one.
Let's go to the other side of the ball. What impression did Mason Graham leave on the coaches and everybody else, his new teammates?
Yeah, again, it's so hard with no pads on for defensive linemen. But they see him working behind the scenes. And I thought that was one of the key things Jack Cesare, the D-line coach, talked about. He's like, I talked to Mason a million times before the draft. Once you get him in the building, you see, okay, see the guy that shows up early every day. See the guy that stays late. All those intangibles you're looking for. And he just raved about Mason Graham. And they are huge believers that the Jim Schwartz system is going to unlock something in Mason Graham that he didn't even show at Michigan. Now, you know, obviously that remains to be seen, but they're really optimistic about that. And that if they just say, hey, quit reading blocks, quit taking on double teams, and go attack, that he penetrated anyway, even when that wasn't his main focus at Michigan. So, you know, you have Mike Hall Jr., who we haven't seen because he's still coming off the knee injury. Obviously, you have Miles. That's right. You got Joe Tryon, Choyinka. You got Malik Collins, who, the D-tackle free agent that took over for kind of swap places with Dalvin Tomlinson after he got cut to save money. He had a couple of batted passes on Wednesday, I think it was. So they have some depth there. But for this D-line to take the next step, it's got to be Mason Graham has a huge impact.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Right away.
And one thing that cracks me up about Mason Graham and some of the things that you've read and seen, he doesn't have a Myles Garrett type of body. And people are, you know, I've read some stuff. The guy doesn't look blah, 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 blah. None of that matters, Scott, if you get out on the field and play. And as a guy who is a wrestler and what he did in school at Michigan, I just keep thinking, could you just let the guy go play some football before we make any judgments, please?
Yeah, I think that's really fair, Jeff. Now, he doesn't have that body.
Nope.
But I don't think it matters at that position. And does he have the quickness that's required? Yes. Does he have the power? They think so, and I'm not going to argue. And he's got quick hands, and those things are most important for the wrestling background is also key, like you referenced. I mean, it's a five-yard thing, right? He's playing inside this telephone booth, and you need quickness and a burst, and he has it, and I'm not sure it matters if, you know, you're not the most chiseled guy in the world.
Yeah, let me throw out the name Michael Dean Perry. Michael didn't look like Myles Garrett. Wouldn't you take another Michael Dean Perry in the middle of that defensive line?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And, there's a million other examples of that in this league. And I'm trying to say, I mean, Aaron Donald was thin and cut. You know, he had a great body. But, Dalvin Tomlinson didn't have a great body.
No.
You know? And Mason Graham, I would say, is built a little different. And I think he's more of a penetrator even than Tomlinson was. And, you know, they had the failed experiment with Siaki Ika a couple of years ago and tried to take a guy who was, you know, probably better fit to be a nose tackle that really took up bodies. That's what he was better at. And they tried to change him into that attacker and it didn't work. I think Graham physically is in a much better spot to do that than either of those other guys were. And I think he can have, I mean, Dalvin Thomas played well in 2 years, right? He was just a salary cap casualty. But I think the ceiling for Mason Graham is higher than that for Dalvin Tomlinson.
Scott, you know, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about the defensive backfield at all. And, you know, you've got your story with Denzel Ward out there. There's some, what insight do you have on Denzel going into this next season?
Well, I think it's important to remember he had the best year of his career last year, and he feels that way. He only had two interceptions, which that's the focus of his whole goals for 2025 is to have more interceptions. But he also had half of the team's four, which just shows you how bad the team was creating takeaways and really put him behind the eight ball, especially given the fact that they were turning it over a ton on offense. So he's coming off a great year. He played a career-high 16 games, which for a lot of his career, people wanted to rip Denzel because he was hurt. You know, he would just miss a couple games here and there, and people picked on that. We played 16 last year at a super high level. But as Jim Schwartz said, how do you go from Pro Bowl to All-Pro? And it's turning those pass breakups into interceptions. And Denzel led the league with 19 passes defense last year, but only with two picks. And that's where he needs to take a jump if he's going to be considered in that, you know, the same realm as the best corners in the league. Because I think he's close there, but I don't think anybody says, oh, yeah, Denzel is a top first or second corner. And I think from a talent perspective, he can be in that discussion. But how you get that recognition is by taking the ball away. And if your best or second best player on defense can do that, and that's the goal for 2025, then it changes the whole scope of the defense and even the whole team, because you're taking away possessions, you're giving your offense more possessions, hopefully on a short field. And if you just flip the turnover ratio from last year to this year, then I think the Browns win two or three more games just based on that.
Hit him straight, my friend.
I'll try.
Scott Petrek, BrownZone.com, Chronicle Telegram. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and on the golf course.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.